Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:16 on this Friday morning, September the 18th. Highs of 83 today. And here's the deal. Next 3 days, the chance for showers goes up, but the high temperature comes down. So 30% chance today, 40% tomorrow, 50% Sunday. But high temperatures of 83 today, 81 Saturday, and an 80 on Sunday. And by Monday, they're saying we won't even get out of the 70s, but we'll see. About 7 weeks ago, President Trump signed 4 executive orders, maybe a little bit more than that anyway, at lowering drug prices. So are they? What did the orders say? And I know, having been through it with this knee surgery, where the different rules between the insurance we have and the national pharmacy we have to use, or the national chain, but it's a mess, man. I'm telling you, and it can be expensive if you got to come straight out of pocket. Let's join David Howard, or welcome him in, rather, professor in health policy at Emory University. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
And let me say this, in terms of complaining about medicine, it's nothing compared to what some people go through with cancer treatments or whatever. What did the president sign? What were his executive orders say? What were they intended to do? And are they going to accomplish anything?
Well, the one he signed a few days ago is going to, for a select handful of drugs, mainly the drugs people get that are injected in a physician's office, would mandate that Medicare pay no more than the lowest price that companies charge in other countries. And then there are also executive orders related to the cost of insulin. Another that companies make their discounts they give to physicians transparent, and that Medicare Part D, that some of those discounts are passed on to Medicare, the Medicare Part D program. But the I think the biggest one, the most significant one, is the one that just was signed a few days ago regarding pegging drug prices to the prices in other countries.
So does that have the effect of law? And do the pharmaceutical companies have the option of complying with this or not?
So President Trump has signed a few executive orders on drug pricing over his term, and most of them have resulted in no action. So in this case, it's up to the Secretary of Health and Human Services to implement it. So it presumably doesn't have to go through Congress, although there very, very well may be litigation. And so the Secretary has authority to conduct demonstration projects, to conduct kind of temporary limited changes to the Medicare program to kind of test out if it works. So that's probably what's going to happen in this case. The Secretary might pick out a handful of very high-cost drugs and implement this program, where the prices are lowered based on what's charged in other high-income countries.
But this is as it would relate to Medicare only?
Right. So, you know, as far as what drug companies charge and negotiate with pharmacies or private insurers, that's completely up to them. Although presumably Medicare is a large enough program that if Medicare reduces the amount it pays, sometimes those savings spill over to private insurers. Private insurers will be able to negotiate for lower prices, but it really mainly concerns what is charged and what people pay under Medicare.
I think from time to time we have to do a little refresher course on this because we've been talking about it for a long time. And people maybe forget what they knew at one time, myself included. So when we come back, if we can, David, let's talk about the history of drug prices and why you can go to Canada and get the same thing a lot cheaper than you can here in America, if we can talk about that. It's 8:20, more with Professor David Howard, a professor in health policy at Emory University. And the other thing, I was having a conversation during this recovery period that I had with the knee about insurance and really healthcare reform, and until something is done about it, it relates to groups. I'll explain it when we come back. Right now, 8:20, time for traffic on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, September 18th, talking to Professor David Howard, a professor in health policy at Emory University, about the president signing an order aimed at lowering prescription drug costs as it relates to Medicare. Some of that could maybe leech on over to private insurance. Professor, if we could, let's take a step back and maybe do a little refresher on why prescription drug prices are so much higher in this nation than they are in other countries.
Well, for a lot of drugs, the prices are not that much higher. But for drugs that are on patent that don't have competition, in other countries, they take a much more aggressive stance to negotiating with drug companies. And if a drug company says, you know, we're not going to cut the price by a sufficient amount, the country will refuse to cover that drug. In the U.S., all drugs that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration are automatically covered. And so even when companies do try to negotiate, they have somewhat limited negotiating power. The other factor is, sometimes drug companies will kind of charge a higher price to the pharmacy and then give discounts back to the insurance company. So the price that patients pay doesn't reflect ultimately the price that the insurance companies are paying. And one of Trump's executive orders that he signed a few weeks ago is aimed at reforming that system.
And I guess the difference is Canada, single payer, universal health care. So there is only one entity with whom to negotiate, right, as far as the drug companies go, and that's the government?
Right. And I don't know if Canada, if they negotiate, I think in Canada they negotiate with the government, not with the provinces. But yeah, I mean, in most countries, you're negotiating with a single payer, not multiple different insurance companies. So presumably that gives the national insurance plan more leverage.
So when it comes to health care and insurance, I was having a conversation with a nurse. I just had a recent knee replacement a couple of weeks ago, but we were talking about insurance companies and coverage, and I never did understand how, for example, if you're trying to spread out risk, why you couldn't have all different types of small businesses and create a group out of that as opposed to a company like ours, which is very huge. We have a nice insurance plan with them because I guess they have so many people in the group, they can negotiate the rates, et cetera, which in turn reflects how much we pay and what we get for it here. But is there any reason why a company like Blue Cross, and maybe it goes to state lines, I don't know, couldn't say, you know what, we're going to create a group here. If you're a dentist, all dentist offices, you're welcome to join this group. If you do, depending on the size of the group, the way we, I hate to say lay the risk off, but that's basically what they're doing, balance it, we can offer you X amount of this or that. Is that a workable plan at all that I just outlined, or am I even close to any of that, or was it just a patient talking with a nurse?
Right, so that's been tried previously, and Republicans are supportive of that, of creating regulations that would favor those types of so-called association health plans. I mean, one potential problem, though, is that, you know, if you're a dentist's office and, you know, you have the option of joining association health plan, and that premium is greater than what you could get on your own, you know, if you bought health insurance on your own, you have no incentive to join. So those dentists that have lower than expected costs that would face lower premiums wouldn't join the pool, and the pool would only attract people paying higher premiums, and so it wouldn't really effectively kind of share risk among dentists.
But that's my next question, which is how could an office of, I don't know, 10 people, if it's part of their own group, I don't understand how the insurance company, any insurance company, could offer them in terms of spreading risk as good of a price structure as they could if the group was larger? Or is there correlation between the size of the group and the risk for the insurance company and therefore the premium that people pay?
Right. Well, I mean, so, you know, they don't, small businesses don't have insurance spreading. I mean, their premium reflects the cost in the previous year. But if you have a dentist office employing young, healthy people, you wouldn't want to necessarily join a pool with dentists who are employing older, sicker people, because you're going to be cross-subsidizing their health care. So, you know, that's really been the obstacle to forming those types of associations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. We don't have enough time to go into interstate competition, but I hope you come back one day and talk to us about it, will you?
Great. I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. Have a great weekend. Professor David Hauer, professor in health policy at Howard, rather, professor in health policy at Emory University. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Kerry Mock, professor of geography at the University of South Carolina, about forecasting hurricanes. If you wonder what's going on here, I'm going through all different types.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.